Hello, welcome to NC Asian American Ministries Podcast. My name is Sammy Ju, your host. The first Saturday of this year, the main message I was preaching about was one word, endure. It sounds so heavy, but it is so relevant to these days because there are so many things going on in this country and all around the world. Now, this is not surprising, though, because God has already warned us that there will be fiery trial for many of us. And 1 Peter 4:12 says, we should not take it strange, as if something strange is happening to us. It is already predicted, and it is happening. So it's not about whether we have trials or not, but the question is how we can endure that. In today's message, I want to talk about how we can endure these hardships and the difficulties that we are facing. We've been going through the book of Colossians, and we're going to talk about three things from today's passage. It is 3P. The first P is proclaim. Second one is present. And the third one is protect. Now, we need to proclaim Christ. And the second, we need to present perfect in Christ. And we need to protect ourselves by Christ. So let's look at Colossians chapter 1 verses 26, chapter 1 verses 26 to chapter 2 verse 5. Let's read together. That is the mystery which had been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints, to whom God willed to make known what the wealth of the glory of God, glory of this mystery among the Gentiles is, the mystery that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. We proclaim him, admonishing every person and teaching every person with all wisdom, so that we may present every person complete in Christ. For this purpose, I also labor, striving according to his power, which works mightily within me. For I want you to know how great a struggle I have in your behalf, and for those who are at Laodicea, and for all those who have not personally seen my face, that their hearts may be encouraged, having been knit together in love, and that they would attain to all the wealth that comes from the full assurance of understanding, resulting in a true knowledge of God's mystery, that is, Christ himself, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I say this so that no one will deceive you with persuasive arguments. For even though I'm absent in body, I'm nevertheless with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your orderly manner and the stability of your faith in Christ. Amen. So the first P is proclaim. We need to proclaim Christ alone. To endure, we need to teach, we need to preach, we need to proclaim Jesus no matter what. That Jesus is the wonderful mystery of God, which has been hidden for ages, but who has now been revealed to the saints. Now look at verse 26 again. That is the mystery which had been hidden from the past ages and generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. Now, this verse says about mystery. Now, we're living in a world which is very mysterious. Even though science has been developed so many times, and you can nearly find everything you want to find out. Even at home, when you say, okay, Google, can a dog eat sweet potato? And Dr. Google will say, sweet potato is very nutritious for the dog. So you can go ahead and feed your dog with a sweet potato, right? So information is everywhere, and you can really enjoy finding those things at your place. You don't even have to go to a library we used to do in the past. However, it doesn't mean that we all can find everything that we want. We have to admit that we still have so many mysteries in the world that we cannot understand, that we cannot fully discover. Now, if you say, okay, Google, when will this pandemic be over, or when will this coronavirus disappear from the world, then Google may not be able to give you an answer right away, right? So full of information does not mean full discovery of mysteries of the world. No matter how smart and knowledgeable person you are, in front of disasters such as pandemic this year, we still have no clue how this will be resolved. We have to acknowledge that we have so many mysteries we do not know. So how much more the mysteries of God who created the whole world? Is there any way we can know that? But here is the good news, and the good news we just read from today's verse. It says, but now, very important, but now has been revealed to his saints. It means that it's not mystery anymore to the believers because it is made known to us. Now, question is, are you a Christian? Then that means you know this mystery. God has revealed this mystery to you already. The question is, what is this mystery then? Now let's look at next verse, which is verse 27. To whom God willed to make known what the wealth of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles is, the mystery that is Christ in you, the hope of glory. What is this mystery? Are you ready to know? Yeah, it says, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So the answer is Christ Jesus. Jesus is the mystery. Now, Jesus, the mystery has been hidden for ages, but now it has been revealed to you, to the saints. Now, who made it known to? Now, God himself did that. It means that God is the one who reveals to us, and he takes the initiative to make it known to us. We cannot find or we cannot truly understand what that is on our own. Throughout the Bible, we see that God communicates with us through his servants like prophets or apostles. But God is the ultimate communicator that he communicates to us about who Jesus is. For example, Matthew 3:17. If you're going through 365 empowerment, you know what I'm talking about, right? Matthew 3:17, God the Father said, behold, this is my beloved Son. And 1 John 5:6, Holy Spirit testifies about the water and the blood that Jesus came by. That means that Jesus died on the cross and shedding his water and blood. So both God the Father and God the Spirit were testifying about God the Son. God the Son, Jesus Christ. So God is revealing Jesus. God is revealing about Christ to us, the ultimate mystery. Do you know this mystery? How did you know about Christ Jesus? Is that you who found about Jesus Christ? If your answer is yes, then probably you got the wrong Jesus. God has to reveal Jesus Christ to you so that you can know him. You can know the mystery, Jesus Christ. Now, there's a big difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus. I mean, you can know about Jesus. You can know information about him. I mean, you can just say, okay, Google, tell me about who Jesus is. And then the Mr. Google or Dr. Google will tell you everything about the information about who Jesus is. That is not the mystery God is communicating here. God has to reveal this mystery to you directly through his revelation so that you can know him, not just to know about him. The question is, what's the difference between knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus? Here is the difference. If you truly know Jesus, then you will proclaim him. You will proclaim Christ Jesus alone. Now look at verse 28. We proclaim him, admonishing every person and teaching every person with all wisdom, so that we may present every person complete in Christ. Notice this phrase, we proclaim Jesus. Because the whole Bible is talking about Jesus Christ. Luke 24:27, Jesus said, all these things the Old Testament were talking, testifying about Jesus Christ. And if you summarize the whole Bible into one verse, as people normally say, it would be John 3:16. But if you summarize, condense that verse, the whole Bible into one word, it would be this, Christ. Christ is the focal point of the Bible. So if we preach Christ Jesus alone, and that is the key message of today, we proclaim Christ. Now, in other words, we preach Jesus alone, and we praise Jesus alone, not the others. Now, why do we proclaim Christ alone? Because of Jesus' worth and value, infinite value. Look at verses 26 and 27. It really talks about Jesus' wealth and hope of glory, because it says Christ is the wealth and hope of glory. Now, how many of you need wealth and hope for this year, 2021? Oh yes, everyone raises hands, right? I mean, we are becoming far and far away from wealth and hope for this year because of political and financial uncertainties. If someone can come up and say, hey, don't worry, I'll take care of your finances, not just this life, I mean, not just this year, but the rest of your life, then what would you do? You might want to follow that person. You might want to vote for that person to become the leader of your life. Now, Paul is saying, guys, we have a better news. No. We have a best news. The riches of Christ is beyond your imagination. He is above all things. And the hope in Christ Jesus is beyond your imagination as well. He died for you and He rose from the dead and He conquered the death, the biggest problem that we all have. But if you know about it and do not believe it, then you will still be in uncertainty and anxiety. However, if you know Christ as the wealth and hope of glory beyond imagination, then the next thing you will do is to proclaim Him alone wherever you go. People speak what they know, what they believe, and what they are excited about. And if you know, if you believe, if you are excited about Jesus Christ, you will proclaim Him alone. What is the purpose of proclaiming Christ Jesus? It is to present us to be mature in Him. Let's look at verse 28 again. We proclaim Him, admonishing every person and teaching every person with all wisdom, so that we may present every person complete in Christ. Now, proclamation of Jesus is one thing, but if nobody is becoming like Him, then there is no point of proclamation. We need to grow and mature to the fullness of Christ Jesus. If you look at Ephesians chapter 4:13, it talks about the fullness of Christ Jesus. That's why the church is there, to equip us to become like Him, to become mature like Him. So there is a clear purpose in there. We need to grow and mature to the fullness of Christ Jesus. Now imagine that you have a dream home you want to live. Now it has a 3 stories. And the biggest house in Raleigh, North Carolina, and it has an elevator inside of it, and so you don't have to exercise every day to go up the stairs. It has 5 garages so that you can park at least 5 cars in your garage, in your home. You have the best kitchen in town, so everyone says your house is my dream home, okay? So you got it. But what if you do not know how to enjoy your new dream house? What if you do not have cars to fill in? What if you do not have food to fill in? And what if you don't have any furniture to fill in? What if you are still sad and still not satisfied? Then what's the point of getting the big new dream house? There's no point, right? I mean, it is wasting of your time and energy and money, right? So no matter how good thing you have right now, if you don't know how good it is, and if you don't know how to use it, if you don't know how to enjoy it, then there is no use at all. It's the same way your life as a Christian. If you are a true Christian, that means you have Christ living in you. Now, who is Christ again? He is the mystery revealed by God, and He has the infinite value, infinite worth. He has the wealth and hope of glory. The infinite value is beyond your imagination. Christ is beyond your dream home, and dream job, and dream family, and dream life. He is beyond all those things. But why are you sad? Why are you discouraged? Why are you not satisfied? Why are you still complaining? That means either you don't have Christ or you don't know Christ yet. Let me tell you, if you have Christ, then you have it all. You are to be happy and you are to be satisfied. Now, how can you be satisfied with Christ? By growing mature to the fullness of Him. You are to grow to the full measure of enjoyment of Christ Jesus, your Lord. To enjoy your dream house, you are to grow as an owner of the house who knows fullness of the dream house. Just like that, you are to grow as Christ follower who knows how to live, how to enjoy the fullness of Christ Jesus. We have this highest standard. We have the best measurement. Christ is our standard and He is our measurement. Growing to the fullness of Christ Jesus does not happen automatically because it's so high. Just because you are sitting in the church service right now, it doesn't make you grow right away. You are to work really hard. That's why Paul was saying he is working so hard and he toils for this very purpose, to present everyone to be complete in Christ Jesus. So there is an intentionality, there is an effort, there is a hard work taking place to grow, to be the mature, to grow to the fullness of Jesus Christ. So we need to work very hard now. If you have something that you want to be like, you would do everything, you would become like him or her. If you want to be a scientist like Einstein, then you would read everything about him and you would do every experiments that he did to become like him, no matter how hard and painful it would be, right? But if you do not do anything now, that means you don't have any clear purpose of life, or you don't have any role model you want to become like. But if you are a Christian, then you have the role model for sure to become like. And this is not an option. This is a commandment from the Lord. We must grow to become like Him. We must grow to the point of presenting ourselves complete in Him. We have 24/7. We are to use our 24/7 to grow to the fullness of Christ. We don't have to worry about, we don't have time to worry about pandemic or complain about coronavirus. We are to manage our time wisely every day to become like Christ Jesus. And Jesus is our fullness, hope of glory. When you wake up, start your day with the Word of God and pray together and participate in the 365 empowerment. Put God's Word in your heart through reading, meditating, and memorizing the Bible verses. And this will shape you to become like Christ Jesus more and more. Pray that the Lord would give you your life as a hands and feet of Jesus Christ. As you grow mature to become more like Him, people around you will notice the change in your life and they'll be more drawn to Christ Jesus. The more you grow in Him, the more value you will know about Him. The more you work for Him, the more joy you will find in Christ Jesus. So this is the most pleasant cycle that you can even imagine. Even if it's painful sometimes, it will be worthy, and you will be thankful for Him. You will not waste your life at all. Pandemic or not, you will enjoy every bit of your life becoming like Jesus Christ. Okay, lastly, protect. We are to be protected by Christ. Let's read chapter 2, verses 4 through 5. I say this so that no one will deceive you with persuasive arguments. For even though I'm absent in body, I'm nevertheless with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your orderly manner and the stability of your faith in Christ. Paul was saying that he proclaimed Christ and presented everyone to be complete in Christ Jesus, having the full knowledge of God. This is to protect the believers from deception and lies with persuasive arguments. Now, let me ask you a question. How many of you want to be protected from deception and lie? And everyone, right? Especially these days, it is so hard to trust anyone. We see so many lies in the media. Social network is full of polarization, so it is so hard to figure out who is right and who is wrong. And this is surely a huge problem, but there is the bigger problem. The bigger problem is this. Satan is at work very hard. He is working in people's mind, deceiving one another. Apostle Paul was warning us that there will be persuasive arguments that will deceive people. Remember, Satan is disguising himself as an angel of light. So people will not be able to discern which one is truth or not. This reality has been this already for ages and ages, even since the Garden of Eden. He deceives. He does it with persuasive arguments, which sounds so attractive, so good. Satan does not deceive you with harsh words, but he does it with sweet words. It is so hard to resist or to discern. So be careful. You must have the true knowledge of Jesus Christ. You are to grow to the fullness of Christ. If not, you will be exposed to Satan's lie right away. Do not try to look for the truth in the world. Fix your eyes on Jesus Christ, who is the truth and the way and the life. He is the answer. When the world around you looks very terrifying, look at Jesus Christ. When the media you listen to sounds so confusing, listen to Jesus. When you think your life ahead is full of fear and anxiety and pain, live for Jesus Christ, who loves you and drives out all the fears and fills you with love. He will protect you from Satan's lies. He will never let you go. So you will be able to endure in Christ Jesus. This is why we are to proclaim Jesus, present to be mature in Christ, and we are to be protected by Christ. And this is why church is important, because true church proclaims Christ, present mature, everyone mature to be in Christ, and also protect by Christ Jesus from Satan's deceit. Church is not a building proclaiming good life lessons, but presenting good music or protecting from non-believers on Sunday 11 o'clock. Church is the body of Christ, who works really hard 24/7 to proclaim Christ Jesus in the neighborhood, workplace, family gatherings, park, and everywhere they go. And church is the body of Christ who grows to the fullness of Christ by obeying God's word at home and darkest places in the world. And church is the body of Christ who protects one another not to be deceived by evil one, but social media and even pseudo-Christian teachings. So church is essential for you. Join the church if you have not. Listen to the sermon alone. My sermon alone is not enough. You need the gospel. You need the body of Jesus Christ each day. Join the church, house church you have. The house church is the place where you can be protected and you can be presented and Christ is proclaimed. One time gathering on Saturday is good, but the reason why we do the house church is for you to grow in all these three areas, three P's as well. I don't want to proclaim Christ alone. I want you to proclaim Christ as well. I don't want to grow mature in Christ alone. I want you to grow mature in Christ as well. I don't want to be protected by evil one alone. I want you to be protected by evil one as well. If you come on Saturday alone, it is easy for you to watch few people doing these three things and you are not doing anything. But in house churches, everyone gets to practice these three things together. So it is essential for you to be a part of a house church. In the house church, you will learn how you can be the church wherever you are. Then that you proclaim Christ every time in your dinner table, in your meeting with your parents and your children, you will grow to be the mature Christian and you will help your children to be mature as well. And you will protect yourselves from lies as well, your children. I'm not against the traditional church model, but it has contributed to a separation of discipleship on Sunday and discipleship on every day, big time. So we are to disciple ourselves every day. Your house church is the place, is the model for your day-to-day discipleship. So join it today and proclaim Christ, present yourself perfect in Christ Jesus, and be protected by Christ from all the Satan's lie. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you, we praise you for your glory, for your mercy. We thank you so much for this wonderful truth about proclaiming Jesus Christ, presenting ourselves perfect in you, and to be protected by you from all the Satan's lies. Father, we are weak, but so please help us to guide us, Lord, so that we can be truly proclaiming you alone more than any other things, and we would be protected, and we would be presented to you for your kingdom. We thank you, praise you. In Jesus' holy name I prayed. Amen.